Well, well, such a lot I didn't know. Now, I don't know, and I'm certainly not going to ask, whether Neil Haverson has a tattoo. But what I do know is that he's been getting very smart for the new tech world we're now living in. Here's the man himself. But I'm not sure that he is as smart as he thinks he is. See what you think.
I'm not a technophobe. I like to think I know enough to cope with most things electronic thrown at me by today's society. I have a smartphone. Admittedly, I'm only able to use about a third of the functions. The same applies to my smart speaker. I use it mostly for music, but I know there are other things I could do with it, if I chose to explore them. I do have the occasional row with the virtual Alexa when I request a particular playlist. Hmm, she replies, I don't think I know that one. Yes, you do, you stupid machine, you played it yesterday. I'm fairly confident in buying, banking and generally finding my way around online, but we oldies can be pigeonholed as dinosaurs. I went into a well-known high street pharmacy recently. I've noticed lately this company rarely has anyone on the manual tills. You're driven to the self-service ones. I headed confidently towards the self-service checkout. A girl, early 20s I guess, was in front of me. The assistant on duty asked her, "Card or cash?" "Card," she replied, and she was directed to the appropriate till. "Card or cash?" the assistant asked me. "Card," I replied. "Go to that till," she said, then added, "Do you need any help?" A number of replies sprang to mind. I rejected them all, but my favourite would have been, "It's only 10 yards away. I think I can make it." To be fair, she was offering a bit of customer service, something that seems sadly lacking these days. I phoned my broadband provider the other day. I was greeted with a recorded message that did everything to persuade me to go online, even to the extent that if I'd pressed number 3, it would send me a text to help me with my query. I stuck it out and eventually got through to a human. For some companies, it's impossible to find a phone number on their website. You have to fill in a message form or have a frustrating chat with a virtual assistant. More businesses are insisting on card-only payments, alienating some people. I came across this at a car park at an attraction we visited. It took ages to get to extract a ticket. There was a list of actions followed by tapping in the card details on a keypad. I say tapping. After getting no response, I realised it was necessary to thump the keypad with my finger, pausing between each prod so the machine could keep up and register my actions. The car registration was required. In my frustration, I inadvertently punched in the wrong digit. I didn't think it would matter, but when I had a gentle moan at the visitor's centre and mentioned what I'd done, the staff went into overdrive. "They'll have you for that," they said. "We can change it for you on our system." Thankfully, they did. I heard later from a friend who had done the same thing. She ended up with a £60 fine. Surely that's not right. They wanted a fee for a parking space. She paid it. It must have been obvious on CCTV it was the same vehicle leaving the car park that entered it. I wonder if there's an application for this at Shady Pines. Before Mrs. H sneaks online to buy some clothes, perhaps I could introduce a system whereby she has to tap in what she's buying and the cost, so I get an alert before she can place an order. Hang on, that would cut both ways. She'd see how much I paid for my smart speaker.